Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 15th of May 1972. The title is, The Way to Create an Elevated Stage is to be incorporeal, to have the ornaments and to be a benefactor. That is, the way to create an elevated stage is to be incorporeal, to have the ornaments and to be a benefactor. Do you take every step considering yourselves to be multi-million times fortunate? A lotus flower is also called padam, that is, multi-million times. Only by being as loving and detached as a lotus flower at every step do you earn multi-millions at every step. Have you become such elevated souls? Have you created both types of stage? You have multi-millions at every step, and so you have become the masters of so many treasures. Do you experience yourselves to be eternally wealthy and prosperous and extremely lovely and unique? Check that not a single step is taken whereby you are not in the stage of a lotus and thereby do not earn multi-millions. At this time, you become such multi-millionaires, that is, prosperous with imperishable wealth, that you are therefore remembered as the most prosperous ones throughout the whole cycle. For half the cycle, you claim a right to the constant kingdom of the world, the kingdom where there are no obstacles, and then, for half the cycle, the devotees sing praise of this stage of yours. When any devotee experiences something lacking in his life, to whom does he go? To the images of your memorials. Whilst attaining a temporary attainment from the images, he continues to finish his weaknesses. So, for the entire cycle, you become the images that are constantly prosperous, powerful, virtuous, and those that grant blessings. When you take even one step or create one thought, do you move along while stabilizing yourself in such a stage? That is, while stabilizing yourself in your elevated form? When a king of the limited looks at his kingdom, in what stage and with what vision would he look at it? With what intoxication would he look at it? All these are my subjects, and they are like my children. In the same way, when you people look at the world now, or when your vision is drawn towards other souls, what do you think when you look at them? Do you think, what has the world of which we were the masters become today? And now, we children of the master of the world are once again making the world prosperous, wealthy, and constantly happy. Do you stabilize yourself in this intoxication and see every soul with this form, with this vision, and with this attitude? In what stage do you stabilize yourself when you look at any soul? What is your stage at that time? Each one of the children gave his own opinion to Baba. Baba continued, whatever each of you said was correct, because you have now left everything that is incorrect. Therefore, whatever you say will be correct. Now, even incorrect words cannot emerge from your lips. When you look at any soul, have the attitude that the Father has made you instruments to become images that grant blessings and to become the bestowers for those souls. By looking at them with the attitude of being images that grant blessings and great bestowers, you will not deprive any soul of any blessings or great donation. When anyone comes in front of souls who are images that grant blessings and are great bestowers, then that soul will definitely receive one thing or another from such souls who are the bestowers. None will be sent back empty-handed. So, by your having such an attitude, when any soul comes in front of you, he will not go back empty-handed. He will definitely go back having attained something. So, do you look at every soul whilst considering yourself to be this? The children of the bestower are bestowers themselves. When anyone comes to the Father, he will not send them back empty-handed. So follow the Father in the same way. In a physical way too, you never send anyone back without a gift as a souvenir. You definitely give them something or other as a gift. Why has this physical system continued? Together with the subtle tasks, in order to remind them easily, you have created this method. So, just as you think that no one should go back without a physical gift, in the same way, have the aim that each one should go back having at least attained something. Only then will they come into the kingdom of your world. Those who become righteous and constantly great donors through their vision, attitude and karma can become the masters of the world. So, you should constantly have such a stage, that is, you should constantly move along while considering yourself to be wealthy. For this, remember three words. By remembering these three words, you will constantly and naturally have this awareness. What are these three words? Constantly incorporeal, that is nirakari, one with the ornaments, that is alankari, and a benefactor, that is kalyankari. If you remember these three words, you can make your stage constantly elevated, whether in your thoughts, whether in your actions, or whether in service, you can make your stage elevated in all three. When you come into action, check yourself. Am I moving along while constantly considering myself to be an image with all ornaments? An image that has all ornaments does not have any arrogance of the body. Arrogance finishes by having all ornaments. Therefore, constantly look at your ornaments. Is my discourse of self-realization spinning? If the discourse of self-realization is constantly spinning, you will not be caught up in the many different spins of problems of Maya. You can now save yourselves from all other types of spinning by spinning the discourse of self-realization. So, constantly check that your discourse of self-realization is spinning. If you do not have one of the ornaments, it means that one power or another is missing from all the powers. If you do not have all the powers, you cannot be liberated from all weaknesses and all obstacles. When something becomes a reason for a lack of success in overcoming obstacles, whether in your old sanskars or in service, and because of that reason you get caught up with any obstacle, then you should understand that the reason for not attaining liberation is a lack of power. If you want to be liberated from obstacles, then imbibe power, that is, stay as an image that has all the ornaments. You do not consider yourselves to be images that have all the ornaments as you move along. You let go of the ornaments. Without power, you have the desire for liberation. And so, how could that be fulfilled? This is why you should perform every task whilst constantly keeping all these three words in your consciousness. The three words being Nirakari, Alankari and Kalyankari. By adopting these ornaments, you will constantly consider yourselves to be Vaishnavas. You will become part of the clan of Vishnu in the future anyway. But if you become a Vaishnav now, you will then become part of the clan of Vishnu in the kingdom of Vishnu. A Vaishnav is one that does not touch anything dirty. The Vaishnavs of today are Vaishnavs in terms of physical, tamasic things, but you elevated souls, those who are constantly Vaishnavs, cannot even touch tamoguni thoughts or tamoguni sanskars. If you do touch any thought or any sanskar, that is, if you imbibe them, then are you true Vaishnavs? Those who do not become true Vaishnavs cannot become the masters of the world in the kingdom of Vishnu. So check yourselves to see to what extent you have become Vaishnavs for all time. Those who belong to the Vaishnav clan will not allow anyone dirty to touch them. They move away from those who are dirty. That is something physical. But true Vaishnavs would not allow old things of the past, that is, the old world, or anyone of the old world, to touch their intellects. They will remain distant from others. So, become Vaishnavs like them. For instance, if true Vaishnavs are touched by someone, even by mistake, then they then go and take a bath. They try to make themselves pure. In the same way, if any old tamoguni thoughts or sanskars touch you because of your weaknesses, you should especially bathe in knowledge, that is, you should especially remember the Father with the intellect and have a heart-to-heart conversation. What will happen through this? Those tamoguni sanskars will never touch you and you will become pure. By making yourselves pure, you will have the sanskars of the pure form. Do you do this? You say, I don't know how it happened. It is your own weakness, is it not? You should have that much power that no one is able to touch you. If someone is powerful, weak ones are not able to say even one word in front of that one. They, the weak ones, cannot even come in front of them, that is, the powerful ones. On the path of ignorance, no one can come in front of those who are bossy. Here you have spiritual intoxication. Change bossiness into spiritual intoxication and then no one will have the strength to touch you. Nature will become the servant of all of you in the future and that is a stage of perfection, is it not? Since nature can become a servant, can you not make your old sanskars your servants? Servants and maids constantly say, Yes, my lord. Yes, my lord. In the same way, these weaknesses will also be standing there saying, Yes, my lord. They will not touch you. Are you creating such a stage for all time? Where have you reached now? Is it a question of today or tomorrow? Or is it a question of now? Or is it a question of years? There is a lot of difference between today, tomorrow, and now. The wonder of a teacher is that he makes all others into teachers. Are you not a teacher? Since you have become your own teacher, can you not know the result? You have to perform this task of making others the same as the Father. How can you be a teacher if you do not make others into teachers? If you do not move along, having become your own teacher, you will not then be able to attain the stage of perfection. Those who do not become their own teachers are constantly weak. Constantly check that you have become worthy of the praise that is sung of you. Check each aspect in your own self. Are you the elevated beings who follow the highest codes of conduct? Do you have, in a practical way, the complete praise of being completely viceless, full of all virtues, and fully non-violent? If there are any weaknesses, then, by removing those weaknesses, you become praiseworthy. To the children who are constantly true Vaishnavas, the luckiest and highest children, Namaste. Om Shanti.